What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome back. It is Tuesday, September 14th at noon. I'm glad you guys are here. I appreciate all the support, all the time you guys come back to listen to me talk your ear off. That lets me know I'm talking about something important if you keep coming back, unless you just like the sound of my voice. Ha! But anyway, getting to the topic at hand. This is a familiar topic. I'm actually looking back at all my podcasts. This is episode number 30. Round of applause for myself and for you guys listening and staying true to me and coming back and listening to me talk. I do appreciate it sincerely. But looking back at some of my other episodes, episode 11, working for credit, don't do it. This topic right here, it'll be a short one. I'm just going to get to it, but it's similar to working for credit. And it caught my attention because, well, the topic that I'm going to discuss, I'll give you the title in just a second. Well, you saw the title, but I'm going to mention it in just a second. But the topic, it came to me because I do a lot of freelancing online. I mean, pretty much just jumping around from website to website, Upwork, Fiverr, Freelancer, whatnot. Just whatever's out there. I put myself out there and I look for the work and do it if it's a good match with me and the client. Well, I saw somebody posted a job title, said, I am an influencer and I have over 230,000 followers. I didn't even have to click on the job because I already know where they're going with that. And if you've been paying attention to what I've been sharing with you guys, you pretty much know where they're going with that just the same. I mean, why else would somebody come out of nowhere and title their job posting with, I'm an influencer with over 230,000 followers? I mean, it's clear as day to me if it's not clear as day to you. And if it is not, I'll go ahead and clarify for you. They're basically, in so many words, saying, I want you to do this for me for free because I'm going to get you seen by 230,000 people. Now, we talked about this before in my episode 11, working for credit and all that stuff, right? Well, let me take it a little bit further and talk about influencers and how the Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, Vimeo, Vine, whatever types of social media platforms there are out there, how they work. When somebody says they have 230,000 followers, for example, chances are, and I mean, if I'm wrong, feel free to correct me, but chances are, number one, those 230,000 aren't real people. They're bots, robots. Or number two, they're paid for followers, which pretty much don't exist. It's almost like how the government uses deceased people to count their votes. You know, rest in peace to the deceased that are rolling in their grave for that. But this is not a political discussion, so I don't want to get into that. But I just wanted to use that as an example of these 230,000 followers. And you might be wondering, well, Ahmed, how do you know? Well, I'll tell you how I know. For example, if you look at somebody's post, and this is not for everybody. Some people do have legit 230,000, 40,000, millions, you know, whatever followers that are actually loyal and legit and all that. Sorry for the squeaking office chair. They have legit followers that actually interact with them. But I'm talking about those people who will sit there and tell you that they have 230,000, 240,000 followers, but when they post something, they only get 1,000 retweets or 200 thumbs up or, you know, a couple of comments. It's like you've got 230,000 followers, loyal followers, and they're going to help boost my career because of your followers. Yet when I look at all the posts that you're putting on your timeline, whatever platform you're using, you're not getting any interaction from these so-called 200 something thousand followers. You know what I mean? So the number itself, like, okay, I have a couple of YouTube channels. I have a tech YouTube channel. I have a cooking YouTube channel that I do for fun. Just a couple of recipes that I put out, like whatever I like to eat. And then I have a YouTube channel where I just pretty much post some podcast episodes and some voiceover stuff that I do. I do a little bit of voice acting whenever I get the chance. Not much, but I try. But I put that stuff out there. But what I started to do was I stopped chasing the number. Stopped chasing the number of followers, likes and clicks and this, that, and the other. I still have people comment on my posts, and I respond to every comment that I can possibly respond to, unless the YouTube algorithm filters them out because somebody says something bad on there. But I try to interact with everybody that I possibly can. But what I did was I turned off the stat counter. My YouTube channels don't show how many followers I have, how many subscribers I have, so on and so forth, because it could be misleading, you know? Like, I've seen pages where people comment, and some people take the comments to heart, some people don't. I do, if they're legit comments, not robots. And some people will say, man, you know, your page has, you know, a million subscribers and you only got two comments in the last 20 posts. That kind of sucks, you know? I don't want that stat. I don't want that stat to show. But then there are other pages, actually like mine, that don't have that many followers. And people will say, man, your page is pretty underrated. Man, I wish you had more followers. You know, keep up the good work, so on and so forth. That's cool. That's a good interaction. That's actually a real person. But for those people, again, to go back to the topic at hand, for the people who have all these followers, or they claim they do, and they want you to do work for them, it's like, in my mind, because I have a YouTube channel, I know how people on YouTube get paid. And if you've got a channel with 230,000 legit subscribers that are actually interacting with you on your page, you're actually in a position to generate some pretty good income. So with your influence, your followers, and the income that you make, shouldn't you be able to pay me for the work that I'm doing? Or is it that you're feeling yourself and you feel that your following gives you such status to where I should be willing to work for you for free, because the world, or at least 230,000 people in this world, are going to see my work and say, hey, such and such, forget about whatever you're talking about on your topic on your channel that I usually come here for. Who did this work for you? You know, see how silly that sounds? So, you know, when people that are so-called famous, so-called influencers approach you and try to get you to work for free because of their following and how many people are going to see your work, when you actually take a second to verbalize that, sounds really pretty stupid, right? But they don't think that way. They really think, you know, and, you know, like I said, there are some people who have legit followings and all that, and you probably could get a good feedback, good response from your work being seen on their page, but probably not. I'll get into that in just a second. But for those that claim they have all this big following and for the most part, nobody knows who they are, you sit there and do some work for them thinking, okay, I'm going to do this work, and all these people coming to your channel, coming to your page, they're going to see everything that I've done for you, and they're just going to lose their minds and be like, yo, where'd you get this? Where'd you get that? Where'd you get that and the other? And come to you and find me so I can get some work out of that. What's the likelihood of that happening? Slim to none. And what I was talking about before, I've done that for legit superstars, legit on air, on radio, on TV personalities, legit actors. I'm not going to name drop, but trust me, I've done it for real deal, legit actors that are actually famous. I'm talking about they get seen on the street and people freak out. Oh my God, can I have your autograph? Type famous. Those type of folks, those type of people. I've done work for those people. Some of it was paid. Some of it was not. I got the exact same response from the paid work that I did from them as I did with the free work that I did. And you know what that response was? Somebody asking me to do more free work. Man, I was pissed. Man, I was pissed because I believed in the hype. I fell for the hype. I believe, oh man, this person has this big old following, this, that, and the other. If I go ahead and do this work, once they see that I did this work and he tells them that I did this work for him, and he, and you know, to his credit, round of applause. I'm still not going to name drop, but round of applause. He actually stuck to his word, true to his word, literally did what he said he was going to do and blasted my name and my business all over his radio show on XM satellite radio. He literally did that. And I think he actually did it at a show of his too. I mean, he stuck to his guns, stuck to his words and put it out there. And even with him putting it out there, even said my name correctly, sent them to my website, all that stuff. Even with him doing that, I got nothing but an offer to do more free work because somebody in his circle was feeling themselves thinking, oh man, my following is bigger than his. You do some work for me, you're guaranteed to blow up. Nobody is guaranteed to blow up. Perfect example. Think about your favorite superstar, your favorite movie star. Have they ever dropped a movie that totally bombed? That was like, oh man, what were they thinking? You know what I mean? You know, I got a couple I could think of, but I'm not going to name drop of that either. But I've seen some of my favorite actors do movies and I'm like, dude, like, yo, man, I hope you weren't put in a position financially where you did this because you needed a check. You know what I mean? I hope you manage your money better to where you don't ruin your acting legacy by doing stuff like this. You know, you know what I mean? So there's no guarantees from nobody. Some of my favorite actors who are legit big time, I'm talking $20 million a movie type actors, have put some movies out that absolutely bombed. And it's like, oh my God. So if a $20 million Emmy Award winning, Oscar winning actor bombs and can't guarantee success from their movies, who's to say that some influencer that nobody knows is going to guarantee you some success? See how that sounds? You know, you want to, and don't get me wrong. You know, the opportunity comes to you and it's exciting. It's very exciting, especially when they name drop and you see pictures of them with somebody, or they may name drop with who they know. And you're like, oh man, this is my ticket. Once such and such sees my work, they're going to ask him where he get it done at, hook up with me. Next thing you know, they're going to put me on the team and I'm going to be working for them and I'm about to make a killing. Oh man. I mean, nothing's impossible, you know, but nothing's equally guaranteed. You know what I mean? I don't know if I said that right, but you get the point of what I'm trying to say. Nothing's impossible, but nothing's also guaranteed, except for what? Death and taxes. And we're not going to talk about taxes, man. But I got to pause for taxes, man. Oh, man, I hate taxes. I hate taxes, man. God! But anyway, let me get back to the topic at hand again. Get away from this taxes talk. But nothing's guaranteed. You know what I mean? So these people who are big time influencers, don't let their influence you to do something that you may later regret. Now, at the same token, it's a chance that you could blow up, you know, doing some work for them and you get seen by the right person, right place, right time. Your work could be seen by somebody important, somebody very influential, somebody who has a lot of money, that's willing to invest a lot of money into you, and it could work. It could work, but that's a roll of the dice. It's like pulling the arm on a slot machine or playing the stock market. Yeah, you know, it's always strategies behind everything we do when we're trying to be successful, when we want to be successful, but there's no guarantee. It's just the luck of the draw. So if you have the time and you're willing to take a chance, you know, on doing some work for somebody in hopes that somebody will see you, and your career take off from there, by all means, please do it. But just listen to what I'm telling you, that it's not guaranteed. Again, just to summarize, just to bring it, you know, just to come back around. Think about your favorite actor, or your favorite singer, or somebody like that who has done nothing but consistent work, which is why they became your favorite. But then you've seen them or witnessed them, listened to them bomb, like put out a trash movie. It's like, oh, why'd you do that to yourself? Or put out a song or album, and it's like, dude, come on, man. Why'd you do that? These people are already successful, world known, big name successful, and they make a mistake like that and they bomb. Think about your influencer, that those 230,000 people might not even be real. Maybe, maybe not, but they're still not $20 million a movie type person, people, or $100 million record deal contract signing people. You know, and even those people that I just talked about actually mess up. So, depending on the project, I suppose. But, you know, me, in my career, I've gotten to a point where I can now say no to free work. You know, I mean, on your way up, you got to do some free stuff, but let it be your choice. Don't let people talk you into it. You know what you will and will not do for free before you even start negotiating, before you even know what the job is. Just make a list for yourself. I've already set a list for myself years ago. I set a price point where I'm not turning on my camera. I won't even turn my camera on for less than XYZ, you know, amount of money. I won't even pick up my camera and load my equipment for less than XYZ. I won't do any Photoshop or photo editing or anything, manipulation to anybody's photo, for less than XYZ. Depending on how many photos it is, depending on what the photo is itself. But still, I had a certain point that I will not even indulge somebody unless they met my minimum. But then I do have a category of free work that I'm willing to do. When it comes to family, within reason, you know, my family doesn't abuse my talent, my ability. But if my family, my brother, cousin, sister-in-law, parents, of course, call me and they're like, hey, man, can you fix this photo? Of course I can. How much? Man, please get off my phone. Click. I'll go ahead and do the work. Send it back to them as fast as I possibly can. That's family. That's how I get down. Some people say you don't work with family like that. Charge everybody. Nah, I don't get down like that. I don't care what the business model says. I don't get down like that. I don't charge my family for work, long as they don't abuse the privilege, and they never have, and I don't think they ever will, which is why I will continue to do so whenever they need my help. But anyway, do you have a minimum set for what you will and will not do? I've done some free work for some influencers before back in the day, but my experiences was bad and led me to set a point to where I'm not doing this no more. Your mileage may vary. It might be different for you. You might do something for an influencer, somebody that's big time, and it might actually work out in your favor and actually blow your career up that much further, make you climb the ladder, push you up a few rungs of the ladder much quicker than you would have if you would have been doing it on your own. That could be an absolute good thing. Me, right now, I mean, I'm naturally skeptic as it is. You know, me and my brother have discussions all the time, just random discussions. We don't argue. We just have random discussions about stuff. But as soon as he bring up something to me, I'm looking at him sideways like, man, that's just my nature. You know, prove me wrong. Change my skepticism. You know, so when an influencer or somebody comes to me and the first thing they say, hi, you know, I want to introduce myself, I'm such and such with 200 something thousand followers, I'm already like, man, before I even finish reading the email, I'm looking at my own email sideways like, man, here we go. And because of my experiences and because of my skepticism, before I even get all the way through the email, maybe by the second or third paragraph, because I have so many followers, I was thinking we could do a trade. Ah, nah, man, what you're trying to do is get some free work. That's it. If you're so big time and you got all these followers, you're getting paid. Use those millions or hundreds of thousands or whatever you're making and pay me for the work. Or do you not think it's work? You know, you think I'm just having fun behind the computer. I am having fun behind the computer. I love what I do. I love talking on this podcast. I love doing my Photoshop. I love doing my advertising photos and all that stuff, my commercial photography. I love all that. But that don't mean I should do it for free. That don't mean it's not work. I don't equate work to misery. You know, I don't have to be miserable to consider it work. And now I'm starting to get back into car stereo and stuff like I used to do. Man, I can charge what I want because I know what I'm doing and I don't have to deal with shop overhead. I can charge my own set prices and I can refuse work if I want to. But I enjoy it, so I'm going to charge for it. Because it still takes time. It takes time. I do my own car and I spend hours on my own car. It's like, oh man, took all this time to do this dang on car. That's my car. So if I'm doing somebody else's car, if I'm tired and upset about doing my own car, you know, over the time that it took, not like really upset, but you know what I'm getting at. If I'm upset over the time that it really took for me to do my own personal car, you think I'm going to do somebody else's car for free? Ain't happening. Same thing with my photography. Same thing with my Photoshop. Same thing with my voice acting. Whatever the case may be, I don't care how many influencers you have, you cannot guarantee that I'm going to blow up. And speaking of previous episodes, I'll close this episode with the example that I gave in the previous episode when somebody guaranteed me success just the same. It was about car stereo I was talking about in that episode, car stereo. Guy comes to the shop that I was working at. It's like, yo, I think he either came to the shop I was working at or he saw me at a cruise night or something, saw my car. And this was back when I used to compete. And I used to compete hardcore. My car was loud. My car was legit. It was real deal. I'm not just feeling myself. It's just what I did. I did it for 20 years. It better be good. You know, doing it for 20 years, I better know what I was doing. So my car was legit. He saw my car club. I think he did come to the shop, a shop that I was working at. And he pulled up and he was like, yo, I got this big old car club. We're like X amount of members deep and we're always getting our cars done. I'm like, okay, cool. Sounds good. And this is even before I had enough experience to learn when people are trying to take advantage of me, but I could just feel it, but I wanted to fill him out anyway. So he's like, yeah, man, I got this big old car club and we get our cars done all the time. My car club is X amount of members deep and your car is so dope. It sounds better than any car in my car club. We would love for you to hook it up. I'm like, cool, man. We could do a bulk deal. Let's talk. I'll do your whole club. Okay, that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm talking about. But here's the thing. I'm the president of the car club. So it's like this. If you do my car for free and then I show all the members of my car club, you already know where I'm going with this, right? If you do my car for free, God, makes me upset even thinking about it, how you try to pull a fast one, man. Like, you know, a part of me being skeptical is also makes me on alert. So you can't pull the wool over my eyes because I'm already looking at the situation sideways, but I digress. Let me get back to it. He said, if you do my car, hook it up real tight, hook it up dope. I'm the president of the car club. I'll show my members. And when they see the work that I got done, they're going to be like, yo, who did your work? I'll tell them you did it. And I guarantee you that they'll come to you and they'll pay whatever your price is, but you got to do mine for free. I told old boy, I said, you know, that sounds cool, but I've had people offer that to me before. They promised this, that, and the other, and it never came through. Oh, don't worry, bro. I'm not like that. I'm legit, man. Whatever I say is real. I don't try to get over on people or nothing like that. Oh, yeah? Okay, well, check this out, man. I'm going to take you at your word that you don't try to get over on people, but I'm also going to protect myself from something bad happening again. It's just the name of the game. I hope you can respect it. But this is what we're going to do. I'll do your car for full price. Charge you whatever I would charge to normally do your car. I'll hook your car up as dope as I possibly can. You go show the members of your car club. If they see it and they like it. And I mean, he promised some crazy number. He promised some outrageous number of how many members he had in his car club and said they would all come to me to get work done, which, I mean, you know, you got to notice the signs when people are talking out of the side of their neck, you know. But anyway, I told him something like, you'll go ahead and show the members of your car club. And if they like it, if at least 5 of your car club members come to me and get the work done, I will give you a full refund 100% on the work that I did for your car if you can guarantee 5 members come to me to get work done. I never heard from that dude again. That's because dude was trying to take advantage of me, trying to get over on me, talking about I got all these members of my car club. Sounds like I got 230,000 followers. You know what I'm saying? You see the connection? It's all relative. It's all the same. I got all these members of my car club. If you do my work, if you do the work in my car and they see it, they're going to all come flood to your shop. My whole team will come here and get work done. I'm an influencer with 230,000 followers. If you do some work for me, all my followers are going to see the work that you did for me, and all of them are going to come to you to get some work done too. See how that sounds? You see? Don't fall for the okie doke. I mean, the choice is yours ultimately to decide if you think the person is legit or not. And if you feel that way, by all means, do it. Hopefully it'll work out for you in your favor and you don't have a story to tell like I do. But at least you knew what it was going in because you listened to me tell my story here. So hopefully I was able to reach you with that story. Hopefully you get it. And hopefully you think skeptically before you decide to jump in with an influencer, because a lot of times they try to use their influence to influence you to do some work for free. You know, before you work with that influencer, look at their pages on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that, and see if they have as many followers as they say. And if they do, look and see how their followers interact. Because they could sit there and say they have 230,000 followers, but only have interactions from like 5 or 10 people. Chances are those followers are robots or paid followers that actually don't follow it, just boost your numbers. And they could just be running the game on you. I don't know. I'm a little skeptical. You know, I mean, that's just me though. But anyway, this is Ahmed with Can I Really Make It? And I hope this lesson here prevents you from taking steps back, moving forward, and learning how to bob and weave through these influencers who try to take advantage of your newness, not knowing that they're running game. You know what I mean? So I'll talk to you guys next Tuesday at noon, as always, and I appreciate you guys coming here to listen.